the question was asked that when would we introduce someone we're dating to our friends? So there are the only reason I can think of that, and it's a good reason, that a person would want to introduce a girl to other people is because you want their opinion. Meaning, in general, you're developing a relationship, which is your relationship with her. But it could be, I was dating here, my parents weren't here. My parents didn't meet my wife till we were engaged. I called them, I asked them, and then as my wife and I were dating, 9/11 happened. We're in the middle of dating, and then it became problematic to fly. And my parents said they couldn't come. No one knew at that time they had shut down air travel. And no one knew how consistent air travel would be. And my parents couldn't risk coming to Israel and not being able to fly back. Their responsibilities in life didn't allow that. So I asked them, and my parents said, get engaged. We have enough information. But you can imagine that I wanted to hear, but I wanted someone else to see my wife. I think that... If you have family here and you value their opinion, so then it's a good idea to meet before you get engaged. Some people save it for when they're mamash ready to get engaged, and you have to know the social norms, because for some people, if you met the parents, that's it. You basically agreed to get engaged. I had numerous times that girls told me they wanted their parents to meet me, and I always said beforehand, look, in some circles, when the parents meet you, that means you're about to get engaged. Well, we're not. I said it a little nicer than that, right? But I said, I'm happy to meet your parents. That's fine. But it has to be with the understanding that it's not because we're about to get engaged. You want me to meet your parents? Fine. So you have to factor that a little bit. Because if you invite her to your parents' house, and where she comes from, that means you're about to get engaged, you don't want to send the wrong signal. As far as meeting friends, you have to think really well which friends you want to meet. Sometimes you'd be surprised that even though they're good friends of yours, they might not jive with her, and that might not reflect on her at all. So it pays to invest some thought. Sometimes guys tell me they want me to meet the couple. And I say, firstly, I'll do it if people want me to do it, but you have to ask yourself how much you could get out of one meeting. Secondly, you're putting the girl under a lot of pressure. And thirdly, we've had times where I told the girl, I highly recommend you don't marry this guy. it's not that there was something wrong with the guy. It was that there were issues between them that I said they're not surmountable. I don't think you guys are going to have peace ever. You're willing to continue dating even though you see you have issues. And that's why I say it's a double-edged sword. If you bring me into the picture, I'm going to be honest with both of you. And if that means I think it's a bad idea, it's not like I'll tell you, and then if she gives me a call afterwards and says, what do you think, I won't tell her. I'll tell her too. My loyalty is to you, but that doesn't mean I'm going to ignore her, you know. We had more than once where couples came because they weren't sure if it made sense. And as I was meeting them, they were fighting over stupidities. I said, why are you guys fighting? They said, this is our relationship. No, well, there was more to it than that. And they both realized, she realized before him, it was a bad idea to continue. I know he's happily married today. I don't know what's the deal with her. I'm saying you don't always know when you bring other people into the picture how it'll play itself out. And that's not always a gauge of her. Meaning, sometimes she's wonderful. She just doesn't get along with your friends. You have to really think. I would think sometimes it's better to bring the girl to an aunt, to a sibling, to a married sibling, or to parents. If it's going to be to a friend, you have to ask yourself if that friend, and usually it's a friend and their wife, right? It's a married friend. You're not bringing her to meet your friend Charlie, right? It's Charlie and Debbie or whatever, right? So you have to ask yourself, is his wife also going to be nice? Is she going to be accepting? It's difficult. You know, we once had a couple that we had this many times. Many people have come to us right after they got engaged. So once a couple came right after they got engaged and they left the house. And I said to my wife, he's marrying someone who's not psychologically stable. Meaning, from the meaning, I could tell she's... I said, you know, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I did a lot of homework then. Afterwards, like, to see, like, what's going on here. But he's bringing me a fact. He's not coming and asking me a question. He's saying, meet my Kala. He's not saying, should I marry her? Okay? It's his prerogative, you know. The fact that afterwards he discovered that that was the case, that was very sad. I'm saying there is an advantage. He was blinded by what he saw good in her. He didn't see the other things. There is an advantage. It's definitely worthwhile before you get engaged to have someone else see her and see the two of you. Very often we do it for Shabbos. But again, you have to really think it through, who you're going to do it with. And in that case, the story I just brought, I meant to illustrate that the opposite happened, that my wife felt very good with her and my wife didn't notice those things. You know, there are times where my wife will notice things that I didn't. I once brought home someone into the house and my wife said, please don't bring him again. And I was shocked because I knew that he was a child molester. But she didn't know. How did she know? You know, she said to me, so she picked up on something I didn't pick up on. Right? I knew it because I happened to be in the police office with him. You know, I was there when things played themselves out. But she didn't know. She, till today, she doesn't know. I never told her. I'm just saying. So, and here you had a situation where I picked up on it and she didn't pick up on it. Fine, different people sense different things. The mice, I'm just saying, it can be very beneficial. You have to think about when to do it, what the connotations are, who to do it with, and how much weight you're going to give to what they say. Those are a lot of things to think about. But yeah, I definitely would recommend, before you get engaged, getting another opinion, someone else who's... who's not biased. I remember a friend got engaged, and he came over with his friend, with the girl, and this was a friend of mine who was always into showing everyone else. Like, everything he did was about show. And I remember we were friends for about 5 years, and after about 3 or 4 years, he tried to commit suicide. And after he tried to commit suicide, we met. And he said to me, I've realized my whole life is a show. I'm only focused on showing other people. I'm not living my own life. And I thought he had worked it out until 2 years later he got engaged. And he showed up in this huge sports car, like, you know, no roof. And he showed up to show off his wife, his kala, and his car, you know. And I don't know whatever happened with him. He never stayed in contact after that. But when I saw that, I said to myself, okay, he's not done working on this issue. You know, and I wished, I didn't feel like he showed up for all of 1 minute. He said, I want you to meet my Kala. And showed up with the sports car and the Kala and then drove off. Okay, so he didn't want me to meet the Kala. He wanted to show off whatever he thought there was to show off. Okay. But I never said, I don't know what the deal is with him. I hope he's alive and well and everything's good for him. But I hope the people that are close to him were able to ask him a very important question. Are you marrying her for her looks? Are you marrying her like the sports car? Like, is it so that you can show everyone? Like, it was important for you to bring her to show her to me and then go off? I'm talking about someone my age. Like we were friends. And I'm saying, sometimes friends will tell us things we don't want to hear, but we have to hear. So yeah, it can be very, very good. You got to think through who you're bringing her to. Yeah. Yes?
I'm going to rephrase the...